sit.
We do not submit to your authority!
It screamed, dropping smoothly into a new posture. The body became a regular hexagon instead of a stretched, almost rectangular torso, and its legs bent into a crouch. All four of its arms splayed out to target different parts of the room. Shigar instinctively tightened his grip on his lightsaber. He lacked the foresight ability of Master Satil, but every cell in his body screamed in alarm. Whoever or whatever it was that had broken into the hut's vault, it wasn't going to walk away quietly. The hands of the creature spat darts of blue fire that ricocheted off armor and lightsaber blades and exploded whenever they struck flesh or stone. The Sith girl stood at the focus of their initial attack, but when she went down, the fire became more indiscriminate. Bodies dodged in all directions, either hit or seeking cover. It wasn't easy to tell which. The room's tortured walls surrendered still more of their mass to dust and gravel. Shigar stood his ground, reflecting the unfamiliar energy streams back at their source. The creature's silver skin re-reflected them in turn, setting up a resonant stream between him and it that only became more intense with each pulse of fire, then doubled in intensity as it added an extra arm to the attack. Shigar braced his feet and held on, determined not to give in before it did. The air hummed and crackled with energy along the pulse's combined path. He had never seen anything like this before. Finally, something gave. The stream dissipated with a flash sufficiently violent to blow the creature backward into the antechamber. High energy sparks ricocheted around the security airlock, making everyone duck again. Shigar dropped his lightsaber, not his guard. His arms felt like they had been hit with hammers. The ringing in his ears was louder than ever. But until he was sure the thing was incapacitated, he wasn't going to relax one iota. A second creature stepped from the vault's steaming interior. It didn't say anything. It just screamed and fired. Shigar jumped as high as he could to evade the converging energy pulses. Staccato blue streams followed him, tearing a shallow meter-wide furrow in the wall and ceiling. He glimpsed Lorin's face below him. She was standing in full view, pumping shot after shot into the second creature's body. Its silver skin dissipated them like raindrops, and he began to worry that he wouldn't be able to outrun the creature's vengeance forever. A trio of tightly spaced concussion missiles from Dal's driver saved Shigar from bisection. They turned the antechamber into a furnace, finally cutting off the deadly beams. Shigar landed on a section of collapsed roof, winded and singed, but largely unharmed. The creature backflipped, landing on six legs, and stood up again, this time on its hands. It looked exactly the same as it had before. Behind it, the first one crawled out of the rubble in which it had landed. A third creature stepped out of the vault. Shigar's stomach hollowed. "Get everyone out!" he shouted to Lorin through the comlink before the firing started again. "It's not safe in here! What about you? I'll do my best to hold them back. Why not just let them go?" He didn't have a short answer to that question, because doing so would mean admitting failure. Because whatever these creatures were, he wasn't going to let them have what was inside the Cinzia. Because he wasn't going to let things this murderous rain fire upon the hapless denizens of the Hutt Palace. "Just because!" "All right," she said. "But I'll be back with heavier munitions as soon as..." Everything else she said went unheard. With an ear-splitting screech, the three creatures fired in tandem, tearing the air apart.